Mr. Garbash, the protest organizer from Aleppo, survived torture at least 12 facilities, making him, he says, a tour guide to the system. His odyssey began in 2011 when he was 22. The oldest son of a government building contractor, he was inspired by peaceful protests in the Damascus suburb of Daraya to organize demonstrations in Aleppo. He was arrested in June of 2011 and released after pledging to stop protesting. "I didn't stop," he recalled with a grin. In August, he was arrested again, the same week that a memo from CIGA shows Mr. al-Assad's top officials ordered a tougher crackdown, criticizing provincial authorities' laxness and calling for more arrests of those who are inciting people to demonstrate. Mr. Garbash was hung up, beaten, and whipped in a string of military and general intelligence facilities, he said. His captors eventually let him go with a stern recommendation given to many similar youths: leave the country. Even as they released Said Naya, prison's most radical long-term prisoners, Islamists who would later lead rebel groups, they aimed to get rid of civilian opposition. Both moves, critics say, appear to have been part of a strategy to shift the uprising to the battlefield, where Mr. al-Assad and his allies enjoyed a military advantage. With like-minded civilians fleeing or jailed and security forces firing on protesters, Mr. Garbash struggled to dissuade allies from taking up arms and playing into the government's hands. Soon, he was arrested a third time by Air Force intelligence in Aleppo. What struck him most was interrogators' surreal insistence on some trappings of judicial procedure. They accused him of an apparently fictional bombing on a date before any insurgent bombs hit Aleppo. Despite having the power to charge him as they liked, they insisted that he confess. Sometimes he was stuffed into a tire for the beatings. He would pass out, wake up naked in a freezing hallway, and then the beatings would start again. One officer put a gun into his mouth. Another insisted that a woman screaming out of sight was his mother. His account closely matches those of others held at the facility, and some described worse. One survivor, who asked to be identified only as Khalil K. to protect families still in Syria, watched a teenager take 21 days to die after interrogators doused him with fuel and set him alight.